What do you do with a 3-foot chocolate Easter bunny? That was What a God You Are from Andrea Olson on Kinship Radio. This is Ryan and story time. Now, I want to be clear. We don't really go in for the Easter bunny at our house. It's just not something we do. There are so many more important things about Easter to us, but we will not say no to chocolate. And somebody gifted our family with this monstrosity of a chocolate bunny. I mean, it is huge. But it was amazing to watch the kids come home from school, walk in, and notice it. Like, they walk in, look over, and like, what is that? It was just so big. They're like, what are we gonna, can we eat it now? I'm like, I don't think so. We need to wait till supper. And Corbin's like, is that all we're having for supper? Because it was literally 3 pounds. I mean, of course, it was hollow. It wasn't like, but still. I liked it better, I should say, when it was broken up into tiny pieces. Because it was like, this is why we like this. It's chocolate. And the kids were just thrilled. And so we were so appreciative of this guy who had given it to us. It was great. So anyway, here's hope for you from People of the Earth on Kinship Radio.